Hello and welcome back. This is video number 6 and we're going to dive into the Facebook Pixel and talk about the different variables and settings, which according to Facebook is also known as standard events. Basically, all that means is that you're going to have a different code or different keyword for different scenarios. So we're taking a look right now at a standard Facebook Pixel. Now, I've blurred out or put X's in the area of my Facebook Pixel ID. So you know that this is going to be your Facebook Pixel ID. Now, if you go to Facebook.com and you look for their standard events, you're going to see a list of different event codes. So you can see add to cart. This can track anytime somebody adds an item to the cart. So if you're selling maybe physical items or e-commerce or even digital items and they add it to the cart, you want to use the standard event code here. And what that means is you are going to take this code and put it in your pixel code, and then you're going to put that code on that page. You have another one called add payment info. This tracks when the payment information is added in the checkout flow. So you're going to add that to that specific page. Now, some of these will relate to you, some of them will not. So you can see complete registration. This is great for if somebody is trying to fill out a form and you're trying to get them to fill that form out and you want to track, did they fill that form or not? If they didn't, then this code would not be triggered. If they did, then of course they would land on the page after they fill out the form and you would put that code on that page. We can see contact, which is if they went to a contact page and they contacted you, you could put that on the code and on that specific page. So as you can see, there are tons and tons of different standard events that relate to different actions. So we have donate, we have find location, we have initiate checkout, we have lead. Lead is whenever somebody signs up on your email list. Or they could be a form submission. They could sign up for a trial. They could land on a specific page where you would deem them to be a lead. And you would use that code right here. And then we have purchase. They also have a code for that and a value. So if you're using USD in the United States of America, and you would put the number here. So if it was $47, you would put 47.00 USD. If you were not using USD and you were using your own country's money symbol here, it could be Canadian, it could be AUS for Australia, you could put that here. And then we have schedule, we have search, we have start trial, we have submit application, we have subscribe, we have view content. So view content could simply mean they are viewing a special piece of content. So it could be something like the blog post, right? So we could send them to the blog post. You would make sure that the pixel code has this specific code in it. So why don't we go back to the pixel code and let me show you what you need to do. So let's say, for example, view content. So you're going to highlight this, click copy, and then you're going to go back to the pixel code here. And the only item that you want to change is this item here. So where it says FBQ, parentheses, track, comma, page view, we're going to remove that. And then we're going to put that here. So in this case, it's view content and page view is going to be removed. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take this code and put it on the special piece of content page where we want to track it. Now, if it's a lead, we simply remove this and type lead. Now, when you run your Facebook ad campaign, what's going to happen is in the campaign, you'll see these keywords. So you can also put your own keyword as well. And it's going to tell you the keywords, how many people visited it, and all that. And you yourself will know, okay, so this many people out of 100 people came, 10 people, 10% became elite. So you'll see leads 10. And that will give you an idea of what is actually converting. So let's do something else. Let's go back up here and let's do purchase. So we're going to copy this. We're going to go back here. And instead of a lead, we're going to copy and paste this here. This is track purchase value. Let's say it's $47 and that's all you need to do. And you're going to need to take this piece of code and put it on the page that they see after they purchase. So whatever page that they are sent to or redirected to immediately, you need to put that piece of code on that page. Now, let's say, for example, that we have a funnel. And the funnel is an opt-in page. So in that case, the opt-in page is going to have a pixel code. And the track will be something like this. So the opt-in page could be a page view or view content, and then the next page after that, if they subscribe, could be a lead. So throughout your funnel, you have different steps, you have different pages, and on those different pages, you'll have different pixel codes. Now, while that might seem a little bit complex right now, it really isn't. It's a matter of just changing the keyword and putting the code on the right page. And then, of course, using the Facebook Pixel Helper Google Chrome extension to go back to the page, make sure that pixel is on the page, and it'll tell you if the pixel is on the page and specifically what it is. So if it's a lead, it'll show a lead. If it's a purchase, it'll show a purchase. And it really is quite easy once you get the hang of it. So with that said, let's move on to the next video.